Today we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. It is this, if I'm fully honest with you, it's a little confusing at times because the Ascension used to happen on a Thursday. It was 40 days after Easter. 40 days hadn't been completed. Jesus ascended into the heavens. But it's not anymore, except if you live in certain areas. So there are about 12 dioceses, the state of New York, the state of Nebraska, and one of the other states on the East Coast, all adopted to keep Ascension Thursday on Thursday, while the rest of us moved Ascension Thursday to Sunday. So if you actually travel across the United States and you happen to stop in Nebraska on Thursday and then come to Ascension Sunday Mass, like I did one year when I graduated from St. Greg's, you actually get to celebrate the Ascension twice. So apparently Jesus is on a constant loop cycle, so that's not confusing at all. But we celebrate the Ascension. We celebrate this time when our Lord, having completed everything he set out to do, returned to the Father, Jesus Christ, who walked our walk and talked our talk and lived our life and died our death. He stepped out of time and into humanity so that he could give us that perfect example of what we should strive to become, of what we should strive to do, of what we should strive to be. And he lived that life and he died that death, so that we could follow the example with no reason to be afraid any step of the way, knowing full well that he rose again, conquering even death itself. And then when he had given his instruction and filled in his apostles and made everything lined up, he returned to the Father simply saying two things. One, that he would send the Spirit, and we'll see that happen. And two, and he'll be back. And we wait for that. Now we've witnessed the coming of the Spirit. We witnessed the coming of the Spirit. We'll celebrate it just next week. We witness the coming of the Spirit with every time we celebrate a sacrament. Any of the sacraments. Baptism, we receive the Spirit. Confession, we're filled with the Spirit. At Holy Communion, we receive our Lord, Jesus Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity present. And the Spirit is there with him. Confirmation, we receive the Spirit in a very specific form of gifts. At marriage, we receive the Spirit as it brings the two together as one. At priesthood, particularly, the priest receives a portion of Spirit. At holy anointing, we are filled with that Spirit. In each and every one of these sacraments, we are filled with the Spirit. As the New Youth Catechism describes it, it says that a sacrament is that guaranteed encounter with Christ, the Spirit of God. It's a beautiful reality. But here we are at the Ascension. You're staring up at the sky, you're witnessing this great event. Suddenly there are angels behind them, beside them, standing there, staring at the sky with them, going, what are you looking at? It's kind of like that moment in The Last Crusade with Indiana Jones, you know? They're looking over the cliff, they just saw the tank go over the side, and you know, Indiana Jones just sort of leans over with them. He's like, what are you looking at? The event is over. Now what? We're at that next step. And we have to be considering for ourselves, now what? What are we doing? You know, it's a great time to ask this question because we're celebrating all kinds of now what moments. People are graduating. Eighth grade, high school, college, grad school, you know, pick whatever level you want. People are graduating. And I ask that question, now what? People are stepping into the new working world. They're engaging in all these incredible events. They're having graduation parties and celebrations and all kinds of fun parties. And it has to ask that question, now what? Because there's something very particular about our encounter with God. Something very particular that the apostles encountered when they witnessed our Lord rising back into the heavens. Because there he goes. But their lives have to be forever changed. They can't just go back to being fishermen. Matthew can't just go back to his tax collector post. We can't just go back to our lives after we encounter God. Otherwise, we're not really considering what we've encountered. If we are to truly take this seriously, and we truly wish to embrace God as he is, this has to transform everything that we do from here on in. Everything has to be made new. It's that newness that has to transform us. And if you're still wondering, what am I supposed to do? Well, it starts with the simple things. Our encounter with Christ leaves us with a challenge to continue to grow in that relationship. So we should be praying every single day. We should be growing in our faith, reading Scripture, maybe reading Lives of the Saints, probably reading both, and developing that relationship. And then finally, we need to share. We need to take that commission that we are given here and go out and share it with others. You know, it's a beautiful thing, but we have an Acts of the Apostles. And Acts of the Apostles is a beautiful thing because it's a roadmap for where we're supposed to go. You see, when Luke wrote Acts as his follow-up to his gospel, he wrote with the specific intention of laying out what some had done so that we might have an idea of where we're supposed to be responding to. You see, he didn't write the Acts of the Apostles. He removed all of his definite articles and he wrote Acts of Apostles. See, it doesn't have the definite article on purpose. English translators put it in there later to confuse us. But don't be confused by English translators. They confuse all kinds of things. Acts of Apostles was written because it is some Acts of some Apostles. The truth of the matter is that they are now pretending to contain all of the Acts of all the Apostles. Because even now, as we celebrate this Mass, and we go forth from here, we receive Christ Jesus, and we are sent forth. We literally are sent. At the very end, I'll say, go forth. The Mass is ended. I'll let you know that this is completed so that we can go out. And I commission you, and I send you out. Literally, the word apostle is the one who is sent. I send you out. I christen you all apostles so that you might go out and share as well. This is Acts of Apostles because it is some Acts of some apostles because we're still waiting for your Acts as apostles yourselves to share that witness to others. And I'm not asking you to become Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm not asking you to go door to door knocking on people's doors and asking, have you embraced Jesus as your personal Savior? I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not even asking you to pick up a Bible and hit someone every time you hear something stupid. You know, I'm not asking you to do that. I've witnessed certain events happen before, but you know, that's not really the point. I'm not asking you to become, literally, a thumper of the Bible. I'm challenging you to go forth to witness what you yourselves have received. A loving God who wants to get to know his people, who wants to be close to his people, and exchange and share that love with each and every one of his members of creation. We go forth and share that. We too are witnesses of the resurrection. We too are witnesses of this ascension. And the day will come, we too will be witnesses of his second coming as well. It may not be our lifetime. We may witness it from a different chair, but we will witness it. The Lord is ascended. Now what?